Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. It is a little after 9 o'clock here in Southern California. That must mean news with Robin, everybody.
No.
I couldn't believe it.
Live.
And said my mace. I was like, no, mace. No, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking.
It's JLD.
From the 97.1 news desk. Here's Robin.
But I got some snow.
Yeah.
All right, the week in review here. Robin, what happened this week?
Well, we had a lot going on in the past 2 days. First, a college student went to trial after he was accused of having sex with a mannequin.
Oh.
Yes, we have exclusive audio of the outcome of this trial. 069.
069, bang around with the mannequin, man. Mm.
In conclusion, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I implore you to understand that this man, Mr. Kumar, had sex with a wooden mannequin.
She's not a mannequin. She's real.
With a wooden, inanimate person. And that is not tolerable under the United States law, Constitution. Thank you.
Your Honor, we, the jury, find the defendant, Sanjay Kumar, not guilty of indecent exposure for having sex with a mannequin.
Hooray, Sanjay Kumar. I'm free. Cause we can build this thing together. Cause we love forever.
What?
Nothing going to stop us now. I love you, mannequin.
Wow. What is that mannequin?
All right, man.
All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes. NBC is looking to hire a fill-in host to replace Jay Leno while he's out with the picketers. And I believe that they did finally make their choice. But before that, we had some of the replacements auditioning for
right.
the job.
Yeah, man.
First one, L44.
Possible replacement during the strike for Jay Leno.
And now, here's your fill-in host, Jackie Mason.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you for the applause. Thank you very much. Thank you. Please sit down. I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe there's a strike going on. I was walking outside, and they're back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth, and they're not going in any particular direction, just back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth. I said, guys, break a hole open here. I've got to get through to host the show. And they screamed at me all sorts of dirty names. And then they were going back and forth with their signs and their pickets and back and forth. We have a big show tonight. Coming up, we have Judge Judy Scheidlin. She's got her own show, Judge Judy, in the courtroom. And the cases are real. And we'll talk about it. Also, the music of Josh Groban. I don't know who he is. And Portia de Rossi. I don't know who that is. It sounds like a car. So stay where you are. Here's Kevin Eubanks and the Tonight Show Band. Kevin, take it.
Not a bad choice.
No, the crowd seemed to like him.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's, you know, familiar to people, I think.
All right. This, anything else, Rob?
Yeah, well, next replacement auditioning was L45.
L45. All right.
And now, here's your fill-in host, Tom Likens.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Welcome to The Tonight Show. I'm your host, Tom Likens. And I appreciate you coming out tonight. And we have a great show for you. Don't worry about that. The strike is not going to impact the entertainment value of the program here. I can promise you that. Okay. All right. Why did the bitch cross the road?
Oh, no.
To get her vagina moaning.
Oh, boy.
We have a great show for you tonight. Bobby Slayton will be here. Oh. And my good friend Jack Silver will come by. And Gary Zabransky. So we have a full show. Stay where you are. Here's Kevin Eubanks and the Tonight Show Band. Here you go, Kevin.
There he goes. And another
and
one?
Finally, L46.
All right, another possible replacement for Jay Leno during the strike.
And now, here's your fill-in host, Louie Anderson.
Hi, everybody. Hello. Welcome to The Tonight Show. I'm your host, Louie Anderson. You may remember me from The Family Feud or Life with Louie. Surely you remember The Feud. Let's play The Feud. Oh. Remember that? I love that. Oh, you do? Oh, you remember that? Let's play The Feud. Oh, okay, we have a great show tonight. And we're going to have a couple of my friends from Las Vegas the magic of Penn and Teller, and they're going to saw me in half. How about that? Right through the midsection. It could get bloody in the first couple of rows. I hope not. Oh, wow. And also Rita Rudner. I love her. I remember touring with her in New York. She's so sweet. Oh, and the music of Weird Al Yankovic. Eat it. Eat it. You love Weird Al. Let's play the feud. Say hello to Kevin Eubanks and the Tonight Show band. Hi, Kevin.
Wow.
Hey, it's Wild Willie Anderson.
Hi, Willie.
Okay.
What's going on, Whitman?
All right. Anything else in the news this week, Robin?
Yes, Britney Spears was accused of taking methamphetamine, a possible addiction to that, in a recent trial.
Oh, bubble.
Here is Ms. Spears denying these allegations to being addicted to speed. B-55.
B-55. Britney Spears saying, nope, she wasn't on anything.
Right.
Hey, guys, like, I don't know what this allegation is about, y'all. All I'm trying to do is take my daily vitamin, y'all, like my doctor recommended. It's not been anything, like, illegal, y'all, or whatever they're saying about me, okay? I'm just a normal, everyday, girl next door kind of girl, y'all. I just want to live my life. I just want to live my life with my kids. So, hey, so never tonight, just had the app, y'all, but mama and hot doll. You're, like, really hard to do well.
She's on speed.
She goes.
Now, right. Again, from just one piece of audio, you don't want to make a judgment, right, Tim?
That's exactly right. That's exactly correct. All right, anything else new in the news?
Yes,
Robin?
Finally, Michael Jackson is reported as looking to sell his Neverland Ranch estate after surrendering to a $23 million debt.
Wow.
We have audio of the King of Pop speaking with some potential buyers. N21.
All right, looking to offload that Neverland Ranch up in Santa Barbara.
Yes, hello. My name is Juan Hernandez. I'm calling about the Neverland Ranch. Is that still available?
It's already sold.
Hello, my name is Sanjay Kumar. I'm calling about the Neverland Ranch. Is that still available?
It's already in escrow, sorry.
Oh, it's in escrow? My name is Tyrone Washington. I'm calling about the Neverland Ranch.
It's not available.
Oh, it's not available now. I'm in a wheelchair.
It's off the market.
Yes, hello. My name is Graham Wellington. I'm calling about the Neverland Ranch. Is that still available?
Hello, Mr. Wellington. Of course it is. I'd love to talk to you about it. I love you.
Wow. Wow.
Sort of ripoff on that PSA.
Well, I thought, you know, because I remember the public service announcement.
Maybe he's a big fan, Michael Jackson, of the
PSA.
Yeah,
but I thought the PSA had taught us all something.
You know, evidently not.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, here's that PSA.
Can I ask a few questions about the apartment on Park Street?
What was your name?
My name is Juan Hernandez.
It's been rented.
Hey, hello, my name is Sanjay Kumar. I am calling about the apartment on Park Street.
It just rented.
My name is Tyrone Washington. I'm calling about the apartment for rent on Park Street.
It's not available.
I use a wheelchair. And
it's gone.
Hello, my name is Graham Wellington. I'm calling about the apartment for rent on Park Street. Is that still available?
Yes, it is.
What is?
Housing discrimination is illegal.
Really?
If you think you've been a victim, call us.
All right. Anything else in the news this week, Robin?
No, that's what's happening.
There it is, the news with Robin, everybody.
Robin with the news.
Yeah. All right, there she goes. All right, fantastic.
Wow. Graham Wellington, man.
All right, don't forget, folks, this Friday night, and actually Friday all day and Saturday all day, this station will be out at the Smart and Final. Olympic.
Right.
Right near the 405.
Right.
Just east of the 405.
Right.
And you can donate food. You can donate money. And all of the money, all of the food will be going to feed people who do not have food this year.
That's right. And
it's foodless.
Well, again, that's not the we discussed this last night. That's not foodless, I think, is not the term. To describe those who are less fortunate.
Right.
And it's your chance to help somebody out this holiday season.
Yeah, so buzz on out there. I'll be probably going out Friday, maybe Saturday morning.
Yeah, man.
I know you're going to be buzzing out there as well.
I will get out there. Yes, I will.
You promise you'll go out there?
I promise to go.
Okay.
Yes, Tim.
Because station events, you know, you're
yes.
like, it's real tough to get you out.
Well, that's not true, Tim. I was at Camacho's just a few weeks ago.
Right.
For the Big Raider Nation party.
That's true. You were out there, man.
I was there. I mean, I don't
full
know.
Full force, man.
Yep. So, come on.
All right. There you go.
Let's not spread rumors, Tim, that I don't show up at events, man.
All right. All right, folks, I'd like to talk to the kids here for a second.
Oh.
Guys and girls who are 18 and under. All right.
Oh, or just under 18.
Yeah, 18 or under. Right.
All right. You want to address them?
Yeah, I just want to give you a little tip in life. And I'd like for you not to disagree with me unless you really think that I'm wrong. Don't do like your politically correct stuff.
You know what I'm going to do, Tim? If you want to address the children in our audience.
No, I'd like you to chime in, but I don't want you to get down on me for saying what I'm about to say.
You know what I'm going to do, actually? Because this is obviously matters to you. This is an important. You have something important to say?
A tip.
I am going to turn off my microphone. You address the children listening. I'm going to be completely out of this. Go right ahead.
All right. Thank you very much. First time, I believe, in the 2.5 years we've been working together that Brian has shut his microphone off to let me speak. All right. If you are 18 years or younger, I have a tip for you, a huge tip in life that you may not like, but it's going to turn out to probably be correct in 95% of your households. And here it is. If you enjoy the family contact, you like your dad being in your life, your mom being in your life, your brothers and your sisters constantly calling you, here's how you do that. Totally F up. Do drugs, steal cars, in and out of jail, don't pay your taxes, run high credit cards up, then don't pay them off. And your mom, your dad, your brothers, your sisters, your uncles, your aunts, your whole family will be constantly in your life. So if you like that kind of close contact and you enjoy the calls every day, which a lot of people do, then totally F up. If you don't like your family, if you don't like the contact with mom and dad and the brothers and sisters, go out and get yourself a college education. Never, ever do anything illegal. Have a couple of pops once in a while, but don't do drugs. Stay out of jail. Don't steal cars. And your family will leave you alone forever. Thank you very much. Is that not true?
Oh.
If you want your family in your life, totally F up.
Tim,
Is that not true?
It's a totally responsible message to send to young
people.
I'm
not asking you if it's irresponsible. I'm asking you if it's true.
I can't allow you to address the young people of this audience and spread such
So you're going to do your political correct thing here, but you agree with me.
To tell the kids listening that the way to get attention is to do bad things.
That's what society tells us. Yeah. You know, it's the Paris Hiltons, the people, you know, the celebrities that are in and out of jail are the ones that are getting the most heat, the most press. And so if you want to, and I've experienced it in my family, I'm sure you've experienced it in yours. I saw Gina shaking her head. It's the squeaky wheel. And unfortunately in this country, if you do well, you make yourself a living, you take care of your own family, you never ask for anything, the contact with your family is not as often as if you totally F up.
Oh, right. But again, I mean, to a young person who's listening, maybe there's we got a call last night from a 14-year-old, remember?
Right.
I mean, we wouldn't want to tell him to do bad things in order to get attention from his family.
I mean, well, I wouldn't do it consciously.
It might be true. I mean,
it is true. It absolutely is true. But for about 95% of the people listening right now, and maybe you can call us up with some of your experiences, but the person who F's up the most in your family gets the most attention. That happens to be true in this country. And I think, first of all, it's outrageous. And I don't think it happens in other countries. I don't think when you go to Ireland or England, Europe, anywhere in Africa or India or South America, I think that people really take a hard line when you F up in those countries. And they don't support you like they do in this country. In this country, they always try to fix you. They always try to improve your life. And if you're out there stealing cars, dealing drugs, in and out of jail, your family's going to be right there behind you.
Well,
but if you're out there becoming a doctor or a lawyer,
they leave you alone.
Maybe you'll see them around holidays. Right. Now, in my experience, the better life is to try to do well.
Right, Tim. Now, this is what you need to do.
And avoid that contact with your family. But
that's the message.
If you love mom and dad and you want them really close to you,
oh boy,
become a criminal.
Oh, Tim.
They'll be there right next to you the whole way. All right, here are the phone numbers, gang. You agree with that? 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. And now I'm not talking about race or religion, what color you are, what sex you are. This transcends all of those labels.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a complete F-up, your family embraces you. I have a friend who lives out here in Southern California, and he's got a couple of brothers back east.
Right.
The brother's in and out of jail, selling drugs, doing drugs, stealing from mom. I mean, just going, you know, berserk.
Oh, wow.
And he's probably in his mid-40s.
Oh, the brother is?
The brother's in the mid-40s.
Oh, boy.
The other brother who lives out here talked to his mom a couple weeks ago, and the mom said, I can't believe your brother. He's stealing drugs. I mean, he's stealing. He's doing drugs. He's dealing drugs. He stole money from me. He borrowed your dad's car and didn't return it for 2 weeks. And then this guy who lives out here says, you know, he's really an F-up. Why don't you just cut him off?
Uh-huh.
And you know what they said to him?
What?
They said, well, we really can't cut him off because as much as he effed up and stealing and doing drugs and stealing money from us and stealing the car, at least he didn't move out to Southern California and abandon his family.
Oh, no.
They get down on the guy that tries to do well.
Oh, boy. How'd your friend respond to that? I mean,
I think he just stared at the phone and hung up.
Okay.
Omar in Pacoima, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I completely agree with you guys because I have an okay family, but I don't want them in the picture when I get older, and that's why I'm actually trying hard in school.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I just want my face.
Right, that's what you got to do.
And my cousin, and you guys are right about the whole family being in the picture if you're a screw-up, because my cousin was a screw-up, and now his family is, like, all over him, and we're like, oh, what's wrong with you? Oh, are you okay? You want us to go visit you at rehab?
Yeah, they really support him.
So you're
in the picture.
You're 17 years old now, and you're planning on cutting off your family. I mean, that's the plan for you.
Right. Like, I want to start off my own new life. I don't want them in the picture because they're, like, very conservative and stuff like that. And I'm, like, a big liberal.
Yeah, man.
I want to start off, like, this whole new chain of life for myself.
All right. All right. Well, you're how old are you?
17.
All right. When you are out there and you start your own business, or maybe you're a victim of crime.
Here comes the lecture.
You eventually will come around. Right. But I understand you're young and you're you can be a liberal at this point, and good luck with that.
Right.
All right,
right.
Take care of yourself.
Right. Because you can't be 35 or something.
No, if you're in your 40s, 45, 50, and you're still liberal, something happened to you.
Right.
All right, let's talk to a Tom in Riverside. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
Hey, all right, I listen to you guys every single
Thank
night.
Thank you very much.
Good.
But
how old are you?
I'm 18.
18, okay. Do you got brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have two younger sisters, one's 16 and one's 2, actually.
Who's the screw-up in the family?
Actually, I am. So.
Right. Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how have you screwed up?
Well, just in high school, I didn't really, my senior year, I really didn't go to class a lot, and I don't really, like, do drugs or have been in jail or anything, but.
Are you serious?
Yes. Is your family really involved in your life?
Kinda. I don't. My parents are divorced, and then my mom's kind of been in and out of jail a couple times. And
wait, your mom's been in and out of jail? Jerry, please. Wait, what did your mom go to jail for?
I don't know. Tons of different stuff. I don't even know.
No, you don't.
Oh.
Have you asked her why she went to jail?
A couple times. But
what's her response?
She doesn't really, like, talk about it.
Oh, no, sure. I understand that.
Okay. You can understand that.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is an exception where mom might be the craziest one in the family, huh?
I guess, yeah.
Okay. Right. I mean, dude, listen, you're 18 years old, and your mom has been in and out of jail how many times?
I think twice.
Twice. For how long?
One time for 4 or 5 years, and the other time for a year or two.
Oh, boy.
Jesus Christ. Well, you know what? I can't believe that you're still as sane as you sound.
Yeah, you're doing good.
Yeah, I'm doing good. And then I have a 16-year-old sister who swears that she's emo and never listens to anything me or my father tell her.
She's emo. She's emotional?
Yeah. She doesn't.
Emo, right. Yeah, see, right.
She doesn't listen to me or my...
Right.
She doesn't listen to me or my dad, so she's a crazy woman.
I tell you, but are you getting chicks, dude? Tim, please.
Of course, you
Tom. Easy. All right,
18
Tommy.
Years old.
All right, Tom, you take care of yourself, but I'm glad you're doing well. How about that? He's 18 years old, and mom's really going for it, and I've been in a jail twice, once for 4 years.
Now, what do you think she did? I mean, you don't want to speculate.
No, man.
She won't tell him. He asked, but she doesn't get into it.
I don't know. know. I don't know if it's fraud or if it's some kind of drugs or what.
But I don't know
boy,
what's up.
Oh boy.
Mom, man.
All right, here it is, kids. If you're listening, if you want your family in your life, go F up. They'll be there forever. If you want a solitary life where you just see them around the holidays, do well. Mm. That is the case.
All right.
Unfortunately, in this country, the kid who F's up most in the family gets most of the attention from the parents, the sisters, the uncles, the aunts, and everybody. Well, it seems exactly the opposite of the way it should be, but it is true.
We certainly don't want to encourage bad behavior.
You don't want to encourage it,
right? Right.
But there is a silver lining to bad behavior. You do get a lot of attention. All right, this is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Gotcha.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. To you youngsters who are listening out there, want to keep your parents and your family involved in your life, screw up, go to jail, do drugs, steal cars, they'll be right next to you.
Oh, well, Tim, I mean, that's not the message you're sending is if you want attention from your family, do bad things.
That's exactly right. Morgan in Anaheim, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey,
it's Tim. Say hi.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Morgan. How are you?
I'm good.
By the way, I have a cousin named Morgan. Are you an Irish young lass? Ask your
I'm
mom.
Half. I'm half.
Half Irish. All right. Good for you. Are you doing well in school?
Yes.
All right. Then you may want to kiss mom and dad goodbye when you're 18. You may not see them again. But that's okay, isn't it?
Tell them what you told mommy on the way back from ice skating.
I think that kids should get a good education, and your parents will still love you no matter what because they love you and they'll always be with you.
Sure. See, that's it, Morgan. Morgan's right. See, Tim.
Right. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
That's the point.
I have a baby brother.
Yeah.
And is he?
He's a good boy.
Is he stealing cars?
No.
Is he back sassing your mom?
Mm-mm.
How old is he?
He's only 2.
Oh, he's 2. Oh, wait till he gets older.
Yeah.
Will you do me a favor? Will you call me in 16 years?
Oh.
And see how he does?
Maybe.
Well, I'm sure he's fine. He sounds like a really good little brother.
Well, I really still think that kids should get good education no
You're
matter
exactly
what.
Right, baby.
Right, right.
You're exactly right, but I tell you, if you do well in your life, your mom and dad are going to be in your life on an occasional basis. But if you really screw up in life, they'll move in with you.
It's better to be, even if they don't hang out with you most of the time, it's better that you move on with life.
That's exactly right.
And you have a good job and do
get good.
Hey, all right. Hey, Morgan, are your parents still married?
Yes.
They are?
Yes.
Good
yes.
for you. All right. Well, Dad is, you got to give Dad a medal for sticking with Mom.
Doing very well. And
vice versa.
And Morgan, you're right, because your mom and dad will always support you. You shouldn't do bad things to get attention from them.
Who would you rather hang out with, mom or dad? Who's more fun? You can be honest.
Mom?
It sounds like mom's around.
Yeah, mom's standing there, right, Morgan?
Yeah.
You're 2.
My dad's right here, too.
Oh, that's
boy.
A big slap in the face for dad.
Oh, wow.
You'll notice as you get older, dad's a lot more fun to hang with. All right, Morgan, we're going to send you something here, darling. We're going to give you a family four-pack of tickets to the L.A. Auto Show. Do you drive yet? Do you drive? Okay. All right, hold on a second. Maybe you can give it to Mom and Dad. It's going on this Friday through Thanksgiving weekend at the L.A. Convention Center.
Good.
See over 40 world and North American debuts, as well as 1,000 other cars. L.A. Auto Show. .com has the details.
There it is.
All right, if you screw up, your parents will be more involved in your life. Is that true? Jonathan in Long Beach, you're on 97.1.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, you know what? Here's my thought. They have to be more involved. I mean, who else is going to keep you in line? I mean, it makes them look bad if they don't.
Well,
right?
it does to a certain extent. It depends on how many years they continue to be in your life.
Well, okay, here's a pretty good example. My dad remarried this gorgeous lady, and the kid, my little stepbrother, he's got ridiculous ADD. I mean, just acts out like crazy, mm-hmm. like crazy. And, I mean, those things I can't even believe. And, I mean, if he didn't step in, the kid would kill everyone, burn the house down. I mean, you know, who knows what the kid would do. But, I mean, it's like, and if he who else is going to keep the kid in line if he doesn't, you know, beat him like crazy?
I understand that. But at a certain point, you've got to say, F it.
Would have just said that a long time ago. The kid's practically 13 now. I would have said, you know, take him like a dog off to the, you know, a distant highway, drop him off, and say, "See ya."
Yeah, and
I see. But unfortunately, you can't do that.
Because once they get older, Child Protective Services doesn't come into the picture.
Now, by the way, you shouldn't do it to a dog either.
I have a brother who is. I'm not going to give you his exact age because then they'll know who you know. My family know who I'm talking about. But he's in his 40s.
All right.
And he's never worked.
How's that possible?
He just doesn't. He read very early on in life that 85% of the people who are in the workplace hate their job. And he didn't want to take the risk of being one of those 85%.
Wait a minute. So he's never had a job?
That's exactly right.
Never?
Never.
I mean, maybe one time.
He's had jobs that were given to him, and he was, like, fired or quit in a day or two.
So that really don't count.
No. He's never held down a job.
Hmm.
Jesus Christ.
And that's the way he decided to go through life.
And how's it working out for him?
It's not bad. He gets a check every week or every month, and has a better life than probably about 85% of the people live in this country.
Oh, well.
Or more than that.
Don't knock it until you've tried it, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of attention given to the young man. All right, gang, is it true that if you're the biggest F-up in your family, you get all the attention? You steal it from all the other kids? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. More of your calls on this topic here, man. It's a hot button issue, man.
Yeah, man. I tell you, we're throwing gas on the hot topics.
All right. It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. Everybody, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. If you want all the attention in your family, screw up. That's the signal. That's the sign that parents send their kids in the United States of America.
Well, that's not the message we want to send. The message we want to send is this. Your mom and dad are always going to love you. They're always going to be there for you. You don't have to do bad things to get attention from them.
Yeah, sometimes you do. Matt and La Mirada, you're on 97.1.
Yes, hi. How you guys doing?
Good.
All right. Yeah, I just want to give a little twist on your thing, but I'm the good kid. I'm 35, got three kids, been married for a while. My sister's the one that's the mess up. I've got one sister, no other siblings. And
how is she messed up? Drugs?
No, nothing real major, not prison. She just did the hippie lifestyle, followed the Grateful Dead for a number of years, and, you know, whenever she needed some, she'd come back home, and my parents would take care of her, and so she's closer to 40 now. She's still single, but
and in closer contact with your parents than you are?
She lives with them.
So they have real close contact.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So they're taking care of her, but I get grief for not being around as much. You know,
isn't
she's
that
always
amazing?
There. You know, and I get, you know, my mom calls me crying. I need to see the grandkids.
Yeah, well, like a buddy of mine. That's what he always hears from his parents is once you have kids. You know, they want you there every weekend because they want to see their grandkids.
Uh-huh. Mm. So there's the drama going on with my sister, but I'm living my life, doing my thing, and, you know, we don't live too far from them, but if I don't give a call once a week or get over there, then I'm getting in trouble. You know?
Don't you also notice that, I mean, you know, parents have, you know, there's different levels of patience that people have. But is it your experience that most of the goodwill is exhausted in your family by your sister?
Yeah, I mean, my parents are great. You know,
so if you screw up,
my kids,
they don't have as much patience for you.
There's not much
because
left.
She has chewed a lot of it up.
Well, I just got to do my thing and make that weekly call, you know.
And if I don't do that, you know, then I don't get the grace.
All right, buddy. Yeah, well, man. Hey, listen, I'm exactly where you are. Uh-huh. And it's tough because, you know, you thought to yourself, all I've got to do is do well in life, then maybe my parents would celebrate me. But they still give you grief.
Yeah, they're happy for me, but
all right, dude.
Now I got to listen to the problems that my sister has. So.
Good luck.
Oh, yeah, thank
all
you.
Right, take care. All right, there he goes.
There he goes.
All right, Dave and Corona, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Tim.
Hey.
I'm from the Cleveland area.
Right, good for you. What part?
Kent.
Yeah, all right.
Check it out. I haven't been home in 5 years. I was struggling, and now I have a decent job. I got 2 years into it where I get 2 weeks vacation. I called my mother and told her I'm going to come home for Thanksgiving. That was 2 months ago. I haven't heard from her since. I swear to God, it's like I don't think she wants me to go there.
No, she doesn't want to see you.
Sorry about that. I got my things together. And it's like I haven't heard from him in 2 months. I don't know what to do. I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to go to Vegas.
When you were with the drugs or you know, breaking the law, she probably called you every day.
Well, a little more concerned.
Right, because
you know?
She was worried. Right, when there's worry, there's more frequent contact.
It's amazing. All right, buddy, thanks for calling. Darren in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Hello.
Hey.
Tim, you are 100% right.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, boy.
Brian, sorry, I know that's not the message you want to send, but that's just kind of the way things are.
Oh, yeah. Boy. And who's the deadbeat in your family?
That would be my brother.
How old is he?
He's 2 years older than me.
Oh, he's older than you.
Brother.
That's always tough.
Yeah, really. So, you know, I always kind of, especially nowadays, you know, I get, you know, buddies with older brothers to see how they work, you know, someone to look up to other than your, you know, your parents.
Yeah, well, you know, I have a friend who lives in the Tarzana area. He's a writer. His brother's a doctor. His other two brothers are lawyers.
Oh, wow.
Right? Yeah. All four of them are doing great.
Yeah.
The parents have nothing to do. Because all four of them did well.
Right. They just kind of,
they just sit there hoping that one of them steals a car or kills somebody. Right.
They're ready to spring into action at a moment's notice.
But they got literally nothing to do. They sit there.
Exactly.
But wouldn't you love to be in a family where, like, instead of getting a call saying, you're not going to believe this, but your brother stole a car, the FBI is looking for your other brother.
Right.
Wouldn't you love to get a call saying, hey, your brother just won an Emmy Award, and your other brother just bought an island in the Caymans?
Yeah, that would be nice. I mean, you know, if it was just all good news all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
Your brother sold his business, made $100 million. He's taking everybody to Europe for a month.
Right, but it's not reality.
It's incredible.
But you know what? It is a reality for some people.
I guess, really.
There are some families out there where all the kids do well.
And it's all good news all the time.
And it may not be all good news all the time, but nobody is in a situation where they have to be constantly bailed out. You know, occasionally, every decade there is a divorce or there's maybe an illness in the family, you know, something you can't control.
Right.
But there's the constant level of every time that phone rings and you see it's from a brother or a sister, your first thought is, how much is this going to cost me?
How negative is
this going to be?
Well,
as opposed to when you have a decent, you know, where all the brothers and sisters did well.
And you go, oh, look.
Every time that phone rings and it's one of them, you're like, oh, let's pick it up and hear the good news. Wouldn't that be great?
Right, that would be great. But in reality, I guess, you know, that phone rings and you look at the caller ID and sometimes you go, oh, you have a sinking feeling, right?
Here it is. Every time that phone rings, you think, oh, F, it's going to be one of them. And I'm going to have to write a check.
Jesus Christ.
Have you stopped answering the phone, Tim? Or do you?
Nah, I answer it
you
because
still have,
I like
yeah,
to
it's
take,
family.
I like to take a little heat off my dad. My dad, who is, you know, the most patient man on the planet.
Right.
There's nobody on this planet who has a stranglehold on patience like this man.
He's been taking those calls for a long time.
My father has a couple of kids who are not that motivated.
Well, I mean, it's to be expected because he has a lot of kids. I mean, there's always...
Yeah, we got six kids.
Right, so you got to have something up.
Seven kids. And it's constant. I don't know how the guy does it. But you call him up and he's in a good mood.
Always, right?
Yeah, and I said, how's your day going? He goes, oh, it's not bad. You know, your brother called here. He's broke. He's up by this guy. You know, the cops are looking for this and that. But he always keeps, he's always upbeat.
Right.
I don't know how the F he does it.
It's amazing.
I would kill my kids if they kept calling me the way these clowns keep calling my dad.
If they put you through, you know, too much grief, you'd have to strike out at some point.
Exactly. Javier, or Xavier, I'm sorry. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Oh, hey. Hey, you guys are big studs.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, look at you, man.
You're 17?
Yeah, I'm 17.
Is this your experience in life?
No, actually, it's my cousin who's a screw-up in the family.
And he gets all the attention?
She.
Oh.
Yeah.
What does she do?
For a while, she had, like, a ditching problem.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and then she got into the drug phase.
Right. And I bet she's the talk of the family at every event.
Yeah. She's always, like, wanted, even though she's, like, doing bad stuff. And I don't know. It's
amazing, isn't it?
It is mind-blowing.
And then you keep your nose clean, and nobody gives a rat's ass about you.
Yeah, well, every once in a while I might screw up, and like only like a couple of people will like tell me something. But for the most part, the focus is mainly on her.
Right. So she's.
Well,
yeah.
I tell you, here's a big tip for you, buddy. It eventually gets better. I mean, you know, I know you're only 17 years old, and you think, wow, I could use some of the attention they're laying on my cousin who really screwed up.
Right.
But eventually it does get better, and it does get better when you start to have your own family, when you have maybe your own wife and your own kids.
Right, well, you're busier and you're doing your own thing, kind of.
And you forget about all that stuff. But it is truly an amazing thing. Christian in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, hi, how you guys doing?
All right.
Good. Well, in general, I think it's a race thing, because I grew up on the East Coast in a rural town, and all of my friends were black, so I was the only white family on the street, and it didn't happen. I grew up, I was younger, the one of the only younger kids, so I hung out with all the other younger kids, my two older brothers. Huh. Man, I would never ever talk to my parents and do
you's
all
a
these
bitch, and I'm ain't.
Right.
And
wait,
I want to whoop your ass.
Wait, so you think it's only white people that do this?
Well, mostly, yeah. It's the white mothers. They don't want to let go of the boy or the little girl that's messing up. They think it's their fault. And a black family, no way, that don't happen. They get their little butts beat and straightened out.
Well, you know what, maybe, well then, you know what, I think that's the way to go.
No.
I think we all have a little to learn from our black friends.
Well, I don't,
if that's the case.
I don't think that, you know, problems with children is exclusive to any particular community.
Yeah, but I think the guy's right. I think white mothers coddle more than other races.
I don't know about that.
I think that's true. I don't have enough experience living with other races, but I do have. I know that white moms can't let go.
Well,
they just can't do it, no matter what you do. I mean, you could, you know, kill your dad and wipe out the pets and murder your sister, and they'd be like, "Oh, we're off to prison to visit him." All right, so Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.